big sports fan, man. When I got into Milwaukee, I had to drive to Green Bay to check it out, you know? So I'm a big Packers fan. I had to go up there. I wanted to just drive by Lambeau Field and see what all the fuss was about, you know? And I was up there, and I'm like, this is Green Bay? This is it? There's no buildings. There's no nothing. How do they have the economy to support a football team? I'm surprised they have the economy to support a Walmart up there, you know? Now I know why Brett Favre has played in 196 straight football games. There's nothing else to do. He has a broken arm. The coach is like, you want to play or do you want to go in Green Bay and hang out? He's like, nah, fuck it, I'll play. You know, I come from Detroit. I'm a big Pistons fan, and I am ashamed today, man. I really am. I am. It's unbelievable, man. I know. It's crazy. I'm actually a Ben Wallace fan. Fear the Fro. That's the motto that started last year. Fear the Fro. I don't know about you people, but I've been fearing froze in Detroit for the last 37 years. Are you kidding me?
Everybody, welcome back into the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Holla.
Hey now. Big show 33. Is this 33?
Yeah.
Show 33 in a continuing series of shows that will never end.
Yes.
Until when? When will this swimmerland end?
When it starts getting fun. That's. I'm Corey.
I'm Joel. Welcome into the show. Show 33.
What's happening, everybody?
America's favorite podcast is voted by
Panic and Detroit.
Me and you.
Today's show.
A little David Bowie for you to open the show.
Yeah, you know, a little old
school. We're in Detroit. We're outside Detroit. For those of you that don't know. That's how we roll. Detroit. The D.
We don't have to really publicize that, do we?
Okay, that's right. The end. We'll talk about it.
Live from Los Angeles, the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
From the studios of Westwood
One in Culver City. No. Actually, you know what? Culver City's a dump. I'd rather be here. Yeah.
Yeah. So our guest today, Sal D'Amelio, funny comic. You heard him at the front. The Brett Favre bitch.
Hey. Great.
Does this remind you of the old country, Sal? Sal D'Amelio.
I believe Rodney sang this in Easy Money.
There you go. That's right, babe. Sal D'Amelio, the Italian-American prince of Detroit comedy.
Great to be here finally, man.
Hey,
this is awesome. Been listening, and now I'm a part of it, and I'm excited. Show number 33, the Jose Canseco Show.
That's right. This is the show's on gas right here. The show's on roids today. We're pumped up, and we're ready to make you laugh.
Hey, Paisan, how are you?
What's up, Corey?
Sal.
Sal's Italian. Like, I'm Italian, and you always make funny jokes about me being Italian, Corey. Mm-hmm. But Sal's the real. He's like the the raw material from which Dagos are made, this guy.
Stealing one of my jokes, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I would say I'm Italian if I stopped by my parents' house before I came over here, and they were making sauce in the basement.
See,
so
there you go.
I think that's authentic.
That's right. That's the real deal, right?
No Paul Newman's over there.
Sal took the afternoon off from his construction job to come on over here and had a sub on his way in.
Yeah, Sal literally
nothing Italian about Sal.
And I wish we could have had this on the air for you guys, because Sal's just like an Italian guy, and you make your jokes, but Sal's a regular dude. You know, let's be honest.
Yeah, good.
And then
good
the guy
people.
Shows up every stereotype in the book with a big sub. He's got to eat his sub, stink up the whole joint before the show.
And a spicy Italian.
And a big spicy Italian sub.
Not regular Italian,
that's
spicy.
Spicy meatball.
That's right, it sure is. Is and here he is in front of us. So Sal's here, funny comic, and we're going to do this later. We're going to have Sal also has some other skills. We'll get to that later. We'll just tease everybody.
Yeah, I'm a bookie.
Really nice, Sal. Sal is here for more than his comedic skills. It's because his girlfriend has a nice rack. Sal, let's discuss.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Let's discuss that a little bit,
sure.
Sal.
Let's see. That took 3 minutes for the breast to come into the picture.
That's all right. Hey.
That's why I love you guys.
Sal,
come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, those things are delightful. I mean, come on.
Sal,
have you ever had sexual relations with a girl with really big breasts?
Well, Sal has, I'll tell you. That's,
well, Woody, the answer is yes.
Yeah, and here he is to tell us all about it. Sal, go ahead.
It was the last thing I saw on her. I saw her beautiful eyes first, okay, you guys?
I got you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right.
No, you saw her ass first. She turned around. You looked at her tits and...
Sir, those things are massive.
She spoke some English. That was a disappointment. But after you dealt with it, and you
she looks Italian, though.
She does look Italian. Yeah, you two are very Italian.
No,
like, well,
yeah,
my girlfriend's
sweetheart.
Very Italian looking though too. We get that old. We look alike at least. At least your girlfriend doesn't look like you. I mean, not in a bad way. My girlfriend's cute as a
look
button.
Look alike. You look like you shared a zygote.
Yeah, me and my
are you kidding me?
No, me and my girlfriend get that all the time, man. It's just like, you guys are like brother and sister.
Hey, twins.
Yeah.
Well, don't they say, like, if you have a dog, after a while, you start to look like your dog? Is that
if my girlfriend
true?
A dog?
No, I'm not saying that, but I just, I guess, using an analogy. It's not a good analogy.
You know, we've been dating for about a year or so. I don't know.
She's cute, man.
Yeah, but you know what it is? We're both Italians from the east side.
She looked like you the day you met her, though. That's
Yeah. It was just a lot of, we're both kind of nerds.
It is true, though. You know, people are, like, married 50, 60 years. They sort of fuse into
each
other.
They do. You start to eat the same food every night and all that, and you have the same lifestyle, and the next thing you know, No one ever.
You had the same lack of desire to live.
Exactly.
Is she throwing a saucepan at you?
Not yet, but you never notice when like couples they grow like to look alike. They never get better looking together, do they?
No.
They always morph into one ugly old person. You know what I mean? It's like all hunched over old wop.
Yeah, you know, and that's why you have,
down at Miami Beach. That's where we're going to end up.
That's why you have pictures of your kids in your wallet because you're ugly.
That's what you used to look like. So Sal's here. Sal's just going to hang out with us, and later we got a special segment with Sal and tell you why he's here and the whole thing. But you heard his comedy at the top. Sal's playing all over. You got any plugs? You want to tell people where you can see
it? I'm going to be in Ann Arbor. You guys are national here, but I'm going to be in Ann Arbor, and I'm going to be in Milwaukee in October.
Tell people where you're going to be.
Do you have any gigs in Melbourne?
Melbourne.
We have some listeners in Melbourne and Perth, Australia, if you're ever going to get there.
Really? I'd love to get down there just for the women.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anything in Sweden? Because we
have listeners in Sweden.
We do.
I was born in Switzerland.
Are you
have any Swiss people?
No, we don't. Yeah, you have an interesting tell people. You were born in Switzerland.
Born in Switzerland,
to
moved to
parents.
Italy, moved to Italy, and then somehow swam to Ellis Island. Met De Niro and Pacino when I got off the boat.
Does INS know this stuff? I just wonder.
Yeah, are we outing you here? Is the
changed my name?
Did you really change your name?
I'm sorry.
Did you change your name?
Well, when I came over here, I was Salvatore Sabatino D'Amelio.
Okay.
And
wasn't Dago enough for you? Did people confused? Did they think you were an Irishman? What was going on?
You know, I think the guy behind the counter there like didn't want to write all that shit, he just cut out Sabatino and said you're Sal D'Amelio. All right.
Okay. So you're Sal. You're not even Salvatore.
No, I'm Salvatore.
Dom DeLuise was like, hey, tone down the guinea thing. Come on.
Well, my dad was Giuseppe.
Really?
Yeah. And then like when he I think when he got married, he legally changed it. Like you can do that, like in a wedding paper, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and
my
he
dad's
legally
name
changed
is
it to Joseph. Now he's just Joseph. So
you know, actually, my name is actually short for Falcor.
No, it's not.
Yes, not many people
really
know that.
They had a great hit
in
the 80s,
didn't short
for
they? Falcor?
No.
Jesus Christ. Well, who knows with you and your parents? Who knows what they were doing?
Some drugs.
Yeah, exactly. But, exactly.
It was the mid-70s.
Falcor.
Corey
was such a great kid, they stopped right there.
They did.
They said they perfected it right there. Corey's an only child, and, you know, they were like, that's it right there.
My mom tripped down the stairs, okay?
He was born in 6 months.
I have been begging. I've been bitching at my mom ever since. Well, I needed a sister.
Yeah.
Because now it's all on me.
Is it all on you?
I got to deal with everything. Yeah. It's all my fault.
Yeah,
all my
that's true. That would be good, man.
I got to paint her damn garage. You know, when grandma died, who was doing all the heavy lifting? Me.
That was you.
Yeah.
You're the only son. You're the...
Bringing a tray of soup to grandma for 2 years while she drinks to death slowly.
Well, you're carrying on the hall.
How many times I ate at Ramshorn with that woman?
Oh.
I had a sister. I could have gotten out of some of this crap.
She could have taken her to the bingo game instead
of
you.
A little bitter.
It's all right. What's good? Grandma's dead now. You're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That,
absolutely.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
She died, and now you're free to do
now
what you
I'm
want.
Now I'm living in a house full of lace doilies and other crap that grandma left.
You're free to do your podcast now. You have no obligations.
I don't. None.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. But I had my obligation today. For those of you listening to the show for the last, I don't know, five, six shows, I had my back trouble. And we haven't had the
MRI. How long have people been listening to the show?
Well, I don't know. Well, however long. If you've listened for the last five or six, you knew I had back trouble.
Oh, I think you said 5 or 6 years.
Five or six shows.
Joel was doing a show in his bathroom.
That's right.
For no one else to
know. I was on before the internet was big. I was doing a show on CompuServe.
You know what the ultimate mailing list bonus feature would be?
What would that be?
I don't know if you still have the tape. Some of those promos, some of the pilots we tried to cut for other shows.
Oh, the sports talk radio show?
Yeah.
I think I have that.
Wouldn't it be the ultimate mailing list bonus feature?
But we're talking about, you know, how James Stewart's going to run for 100 yards for the Lions. It's just like it's way out of date now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cut a demo, Sal, for, was it 1270?
Team, I think
it's Team 1270.
I don't want to, I don't want to publicize them on our waves.
We cut a sports demo. Because the guy was looking for, like, sports hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what the hell we're talking about when it comes to sports, and we just goofed on everything. And let's just say the call never came for that one.
Yeah,
but,
strangely,
especially when you say James Stewart's going to run for 100
yards. Well, you know, yeah, it was a lot of...
Any line will run for 100
yards. It was a little crap.
It'll be on Belle Isle.
But we were talking about my back, and so I started this. This is my new obligation. I got the physical therapy this week, which I got to tell you what, guys. If you get physical therapy, go. Just go to the physical therapy because... I've had a wonderful time being rubbed by a strange woman for the last year.
Really? That is nice.
For about 30 minutes at a time. Nice. It's a fine thing, I gotta say. Not only does my back feel good, I feel good about myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're literally like, she's just like I went there for my bad back, and then, you know, you get evaluated the first thing they do. And like, she's like grabbing my legs and like sticking my legs over my head and squeezing my calves.
Hold the phone
testing
here.
Testing the strength of like my toes and all this stuff. Like, wow, this is a thorough exam here.
That was before you gave her $50.
That was, this is great, man.
Wow, maybe I need some rehab.
No, seriously, it's been a good thing. I got a cute girl, because most of those chicks are cute, though. If you ever go to physical therapy, you ever see physical therapists, they're all, like, right out of college. That's a job, like, chicks get right out of college before they figure out that it sucks and they quit. You never see, like, an old physical therapist. You never do.
Right.
They're all, like, 20-year-old chicks right out of school,
except for my mom.
Baby. Yeah, but is your mom a real, like, a hospital physical therapist? Is she more of a massage therapist?
She's a massage therapist.
Okay. But no, these physical therapist chicks, man, they're
and
right
let me
out.
Hear. Let me hear your jokes and emails start coming in right now.
I'm about sure. Which, your mom being a massage
all
therapist?
All these unfunny, talentless douchebags.
Sure. Ferg's going to email you talking about the rubdown he got last week.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear Patrick's witty comments.
Oh, those guys are such tools. Anyway, enough with them. So, yeah, man, I'm getting the physical therapy. And she had this thing, man. It took, like, it's like a seat belt. Like, you ever see like, it's a big strap?
Yeah.
And she, like, I bend my knees, and she straps my legs in, and then she straps it around her waist. So then she starts, like, we're like this, you know. And
come
she steps,
here,
yeah.
Little boy.
Exactly.
It won't hurt at all.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And,
she a dominatrix?
No,
sauce?
But then she starts pulling back, like, putting your back in traction, you know, like, putting tension on it. And it's like I'm laying down, and she's, like, right on top of me, and she's pulling back in this belt. We're like
Jesus.
Belted together. It's unbelievable, man. I'm telling you.
So how'd you feel when you got out of there?
I felt fantastic. I was my back wasn't stiff, but something else was. I'm gonna tell you, folks. This is go get the physical therapy, guys. Let me tell you.
So let me ask you, if you have a bad back, you're a stand up comic. What are you gonna do? I mean, you're gonna become a sit down comic.
I'm
you're gonna be like the Cos. You're gonna be sitting on a stool and you bring out a.
Did you see Cosby?
And he told my wife Camille.
I thought you said Cosby. You saw Bill Cosby once and he sat in a recliner.
I saw Cosby. He sat in a chair and had sunglasses on the whole show. It was like he did put out the least effort I've ever seen of anybody.
Was that the Michigan State Fair?
Yeah,
that's why, because he's like, that's like a gig. It's just a paycheck to him, you know, the Michigan State Fair.
Gets his 36 grand.
I saw Cos another time in a theater, and he was a little more active.
Was he really?
But yeah. No,
yeah, I think you get that.
He comes out in sunglasses and sits in a big chair and, like, got up once during
Let
the show.
Let me tell you.
He did a bit on skiing. He had to get up for a minute.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
You think he just went through his act and started crying? I got to stand up for that one. I'm going to cross that one out. And,
well, that one couldn't have been true. A black guy skiing?
Oh. What's Cosby?
Children that make the chocolate cake.
Was that? Did he do the chocolate cake?
Oh yeah, he did like
that?
The whole thing. Oh,
you gotta love that.
Yeah, he did. He did about 2 hours though, because he just went. And it's, you know, when you're in a chair, it's easier to do 2 hours.
I guess so.
You
know,
you could sleep for 20 minutes.
Look at our radio show, man. We do 80 minutes. People say we could go too much.
We did the show standing up.
You
last
did
week.
The last half standing up, and we were like dripping sweat at the end of the show because it was so hot.
I liked it. I like standing up.
Well, you want to stand up now?
And then later.
See, and you, but you can't work your little sound machine there either. when you're standing
well,
up.
Well, I can't work it anyway.
Yeah,
so,
we heard that by your talent over there today so far. But you're doing good. We love Corey. If you want to hear Corey really F up the sound clips, listen to the first, what, 3-4 shows?
Yeah.
Where you were fumbling around and playing the wrong thing and stuff was on CD and it wasn't good. But so that's what I've been doing, man. Thank you very much, Penn. That was nice.
Yeah.
But so I'm doing the physical therapy. I'm trying to get in some, you know.
You stupid.
Is this all for me?
Yeah,
is this all
for me? Not quite done yet.
Well, well, fine. You proved your point.
Joel, you want to know something?
Yeah, what's that?
Every now and then, say what the fuck.
I know.
What the fuck gives you freedom? Freedom brings opportunity.
Thank you very much, Andy.
It's true.
Opportunity makes your future.
Well, I'm making my future right now on this show, baby.
Yeah.
I'm saying what the fuck. We had Sal in. What's a bigger what the fuck than that? Come on.
Yeah, we gave up. We've given up in booking.
Forget about it.
Yeah, well, Sal, why do you feel being on
we
the...
We stopped turning in hot chicks in here.
Yeah, we had...
Forget it.
We had some chicks in here. It was a big mess. And now we just stick to the male comedians.
But speaking of massage, I do know a girl.
We're going to have that. You have that girl in and give us a rub down?
We'll get her in here.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Good. She's
that's
good.
Good.
We'll get her in.
Yeah, so I've been getting the physical therapy and what else has been going on, man? I had big weekend Comedy Castle last week.
Yeah, how'd that go, man?
It was fantastic, man. Featuring the whole thing.
Great.
About 30 minutes a night, having good shows.
Who'd you work with?
A guy named Kevin Naughton from Chicago. You know Kevin? Kevin's a good guy.
Kevin's
very
funny.
Favorite in the Midwest. He's all over. So he had real good shows and did 8 shows last week, man. Eight comedy shows, man.
Not all at Ridley's.
Did 5 at the Castle. I did the Fishbones, my regular Wednesday. I did Club Bart, my Thursday.
Okay.
And then I did the Aristocrat show for Bill Bouchard.
That's right.
Which is the biggest pain in the ass in ever. If you guys know, we talked about this for a minute. Corey, you want to have anything to say about this? Because Corey did it the next night. We did this thing. It's the Aristocrats joke. It's a dirty joke. They made a movie out of a documentary of everybody telling it. So Bill Bouchard's idea was we'd raise money for the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Would you guys raise 16-ounce Evian water?
It was
send down there for 300,000 people.
What we did is we got enough for the number 4 McDonald's value.
Yeah, literally, Sal. We had 16 people at this show. I was so filthy and dirty. 4 of them walked out during my bit. So it was just horrible. I was the third guy on. It was a mess.
Here's the worst part. Joel was on the C list.
I was on what was considered the B show because it conflicted with Fishbones.
Okay.
Yeah,
there was sort of an A list, B list. The Ridley show was the A list. The B list was at Joey's.
Yeah,
okay.
You were on the kids' table.
I was at the open mic kind of version of it.
It was a disaster.
I recorded it and it sounded like such crap. I'd love to play it for you guys, but it doesn't even sound good technically.
You thought Katrina was a disaster.
Not to mention, I was talking about. How, this guy was manipulating Natalie Holloway. He stuck her hand up her pussy. He was manipulating her like a Muppet. It was horrible. It was completely embarrassing.
I'm glad you said Natalie Holloway, because what happened to her? Hurricanes, she's apparently...
See, I did a joke...
Nobody gives a shit
I did
about
a joke
anymore.
At Bart's that they found all those bodies floating in New Orleans, and one of them was Natalie Holloway.
That's funny.
What's going on, man? You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you can redeem yourself with the Rita Foundation.
The Rita Hurricane. We're going to have to raise money for those people.
Yeah, so.
Let's just not do comedy benefits anymore. You know what I mean? Comedy's not about.
Here's the thing. Every time
I never
say no to these things. And, everybody, people ask me, because obviously I don't have I got a lot of time in my hands. I don't have a lot going on. But they're like, hey, you want to do this benefit? And I go, sure, I will do this benefit. And we do a Toys for Tots every year, and I'll do it again this year. But it's like. Hey, Corey, you're a really filthy comic. You just talk about, raping puppets and coozes and, just cum dripping out of people's ears. Yeah. Why don't you do a comedy? Why don't you do a show for a good cause? Oh, yeah. You know what? That's great. I think I'm gonna open my heart up and talk about ass raping a small child. I mean, what do they want out of me?
Yeah.
And then the premise of this thing was to do The Aristocrats, okay? If you saw the movie The Aristocrats, which is playing in little indie theaters all over.
Yeah, you can find it out there if you look
around. AMC refused to show it, and we were going to...
Because it was too dirty. Did you see The Aristocrats?
I did not see it.
It's still playing in town.
Still playing, but it's just not a joke you really want to tell in front of a group of strangers.
What it is they took this inside joke. We were going to have... We almost had Penn Teller on the... Penn from Penn Teller. Penn Jillette was almost on the show. And I spent about 2 hours one night waiting for him to call. But anyway, we had this bit, and it was like, in the movie, they tell this joke, which is a secret handshake from amongst comedians. Sal hasn't even heard the joke.
Sal's I probably have, but I just...
It's not even worth doing it's here. Not even, it's not even worth
but
doing.
But so we got this idea, let's do the joke as a show. And what it is, so it's like 15 guys telling the same joke. Yeah. The joke doesn't have any real... you got to make it up and improv
it. It's got basically, there's a punchline to the joke, which is the aristocrats.
And you do your own
And the setup is whatever you want to make it out to be. And the setup is what's funny. The punchline is lame. So 10 guys in a row are doing this joke over two nights. And
guy walks into a talent office, says, hey, I got a great act for you. And then the act is whatever you want to fill
it's
in the middle.
It's two people shitting in each other's mouth. It's whatever, ass raping babies. It's whatever.
So I could see after about my, three people, you're just...
In my
just,
version of the joke, it was like Stars on Ice, and we did impressions. I came out as Bobby Kennedy and humped a paper mache skull full of pudding right in the bullet wound of JFK. While my wife, dressed as Marilyn, queefed out the Star Spangled Banner.
Nice.
Yeah. So, see, you get how this bit is. And then my grandmother came out as Mother Teresa, and I reached inside and pulled a dove out of her vagina. So,
needless to say, the nuns in the front row didn't like that.
Now, you know, you do, but here's the thing, 14 guys in a row doing this joke.
Right. And then 14 guys, some of them with not really the skill to pull off that kind of joke, you know.
Ultimately, it becomes a performance contest. And but here's the worst.
I mean, it's hard enough to hear the 14 acts that you have.
Right.
If we were
just doing our set. You wouldn't
we guys were just doing the regular set. No one would want to sit through it.
And then they come out and do this contrived piece of junk joke, and it's like, it was brutal. And then it's a performance contest, right? So I didn't even write anything until, like, I just kind of sat there and saw the guys who went before me and went, oh, I can't do Hitler. You know, I was like, cross that off.
Yeah, exactly. Guys are going. That's why I was glad I went on early that night, too.
Nobody
I was like,
did JonBenet till I went up there, but I did.
Okay, I did Natalie Holloway and the Columbine Massacre. I talked about that because I figured that's the most taboo fucking thing anyone could talk about, you know. And I talked about what else did I work in there? Something else.
I don't know. Columbine's, you know what? Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
You write some good Columbine jokes, and we'll hear those.
Well, I'm just saying, I think Columbine might be safe now.
I
got to get fresh tragedy.
People hey, 911's coming soon.
We're going to start doing 9/11 jokes? Is that what you're thinking?
Not? Why not?
I'm doing them tomorrow.
But, Come on, don't tell me that New York skyline doesn't look like a 710 splint now.
So, folks, if this doesn't sound like something for charity, I don't know what does. But here's the worst. It's like it's a performance contest. Basically, it's like, can you deliver this material in a fresh way? And guys came out with literally four pages of notes that they sat down.
And I believe that you, with your skills, can deliver it in a refreshing way.
Yeah.
But I don't believe some of those guys that were on that show, they can't deliver their own crap in a refreshing way. They can't I mean, they're already ripping off people's jokes from, you know, it's ridiculous.
I wasn't at the night you did it, but I heard kind of what you did, and you took kind of a fresh insider kind of
right.
Take
I
on
said it.
It
was a true story, and it happened. It's supposed to be a talent. I said it happened in John Yoder's office. You know,
that's funny.
He's a comedy booker. Everybody in the Midwest knows John, and I like
but,
John.
But
this
one guy, this one guy, was so dire.
Yeah, what did he do exactly?
He read four pages. He wrote out this joke, and he read it out, and it was like, and then I inserted my balls into her mouth. You know,
Jesus.
It was like he was doing it, and I'm not going to name the guy, but...
No.
You're what Grammy Hall would call a real joke.
All right, that's enough of that. But
So, Kike Flugelman's up there with four pages of notes. Okay, and this is a guy who gets work, and it was the death of comedy. It literally was.
I know.
If, you know... If Laugh-A-Palooza, when, you know, that set was that was like the hospital bed of comedy. This was the actual funeral.
Just the last act of that one, baby. I had a good set. Don't put me down.
No, you and Bill
don't
were good.
Throw me in that group
I'm
there.
I'm sorry.
It
we did
one
two
guy.
I did two shows on that.
Yeah, we did. We talked about the
Laugh-A-Palooza.
Right. It was such a long show that Jim McClain actually started working on the green room again. that's all long.
Well, that's some inside material
that's inside.
Right there, folks.
That is
but,
good.
Yeah, so then... Yeah, so we did that, and that was just a mess.
It was so long, Teamsters finished a project. That's how long it was.
It was a long friggin' night, and I don't know why they did that.
Well, it was for a good cause, though, you guys. So.
I guess, but don't you have to put a good show on for a good cause, kind of?
Not really.
It's
all about the money, man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well,
you guys know that.
Once you get the money, everyone walks out.
I hope some uneducated, toothless $3 darkies down in Alabama got some money out of it. Oh, my God. Did I say that? Oh.
You're evil. Don't say that about.
Oh, boy.
Don't call them darkies, Corey.
I'm sorry.
Call them something else.
Hopefully all the money that
toothless
was raised,
and uneducated, you're fine with.
Hopefully all 100% of the money that was raised went to New Orleans refugees, because you know that sometimes they
take
70%.
You don't know where this money goes.
I love, you do comedy benefits, and who's getting the money? That guy over there. He's drunk. We'll give it to him anyway.
It's like we did a Katrina benefit, and I find out Katrina's, Mark Ridley's niece. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who, you know what I mean? Who's Katrina? You know? Katrina's a bartender.
Katrina needs,
we don't know who Katrina is.
Katrina needs braces or something. And
Katrina's Mark Ridley's mistress. We don't,
But did you see what happened? They named the hurricane after a woman. What does she do? She comes in, she takes everyone's homes, cars, money, kids.
Yeah.
That's true, man. Well, speaking of old jokes, I taught the comedy class, the Mark Ridley's, the comedy cat that Bill Bashar normally teaches. Mm-hmm. This guy gets up there. He's an older guy. He's like 40, 50 years old. I don't know what he is. And he does this joke. I'll briefly go through the joke. A guy brings a monkey into a bar. Monkey jumps off his shoulder, goes behind the bar, grabs a maraschino cherry, eats it, grabs a peanut, eats it. Jumps on the pool table, grabs a cue ball, eats it, you know. Guy leaves. A couple weeks later, guy comes back, has the monkey on his shoulder. Monkey runs over to a cherry, sticks it up his ass. He eats it. Grabs a peanut, sticks it up his ass. He eats it. And then the bartender says, the guy says, why is your monkey shoving all that stuff up his ass? He says, last time he swallowed the cue ball, and this time he's measuring. So that's the joke. So the guy does this joke. Now, I've heard this joke a million times. I've read it in joke books. So I said to him, I go, you know that monkey eating the cue ball joke? It's an old joke. It's in joke books. I've heard it. It's a million years old. He goes, well, I've been doing that joke for like 30 years. And
30 years?
I go, what do you mean? You saying you wrote that joke? He's like, yeah, I wrote that joke.
Wow.
You wrote a joke that is like in joke books now, and you're not a comedian. You're a guy working in a fucking factory, and you're telling your buddies this joke, and it's so friggin' great. You expect me to believe that? Yeah, that's what I expect you to believe.
Well, I wrote the Aristocats joke.
See, there you go. But I told the guy, you can't be a hack. You can't do other people's jokes. Oh, I wrote it. It's like, you didn't write a 30-year-old joke,
what?
You stupid
In that case, just take the guy's $150.
Exactly.
And then give him 3 minutes on graduation Monday and call it a day.
Have your friends and family come in and watch you do a 30-year-old joke.
Yeah.
Everybody turn to each other and go, I've heard that joke.
But this is what happens. People think they can do comedy.
They can get away
can't.
With doing other people's
because
jokes.
Because their friends thought they were funny at a party.
Yeah.
Around a keg.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, we were doing an open mic.
Right. Were we? Okay.
And the guy was like, yeah, let me come up. And remember, it was the night everybody was coming up and doing another joke at the end?
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
We had like a lightning round where all the guys
The guy
went
from
up.
The crowd? Is that the guy you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, this guy from the crowd goes up, and there's always this guy
See. But he had like two good heckles, like two legitimately like...
Funny heckles.
Yeah, he had funny, I forget
so
what they were.
So he's on a hot streak now. He's like,
so his
your mother's a whore! Ah!
Yeah, he was timing. He had some good
And then he's
timing.
Like, oh, I'm the goddamnedest thing you ever saw. I'm Alan King. I'm headlining Vegas.
He made some of the open micers at Club Bart look bad because they were bombing and he put in a one thing and he was afraid. So he's all liquored up and his girlfriend's elbowing him saying, hey, you go up there. So I give the guy 2 minutes. I had to throw him right off the stage.
Jesus.
Took the mic out of his hand. It was the biggest pain in the ass.
Here's
ever
the
saw.
Thing. Look, you know, I need to put together a wanted list, okay? We're going after Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
We're going after the Unabomber. And we're going, well, we caught him.
We caught
Whatever.
Him, but we're still going after him.
Whatever. We'll go, you know, whoever your top fugitives are, the guy in the office who tells you you're fucking funny is the next guy on my list. Because this happens all the time.
Were you the guy that was funny, I mean, in the office? Was that your thing? Is that how you got into comedy? Was it always like... Sal,
no, because I never really had an office job. I was always out dicking around, working an hour a day, and then sleeping the other 8 hours. Behind
so
some dumpster.
That's the comedy schedule. You'd like that, and you thought, what could I do for an hour? Make about 100, 150 a night. And,
no, but it's like, but
you
I did. Corey's exactly right. Like, I worked with guys that thought they were funny, but they were like the managers. So you had to laugh at their jokes because.
And that's why, have you seen The Office?
Yeah, obviously.
That's
classic.
Exactly why The Office is funny. And the new one's pretty good, I think. But the old one,
the
British one's
a
classic.
Show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the British show's good.
But and the new Steve Carell's pretty good on the new one, and like
that's what I hear.
Yeah, he's just the insufferable boss who thinks he's a real wise ass.
It's great. It's about time they did a show like that, man.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
and you know what? You people aren't funny. Okay, leave this in the hands of trained professionals. All right, particularly you, Ferg.
And, all right.
And you, nobody likes onions. Let me tell you
all
something.
All right,
no.
The guy likes you. The guy from Nobody
I know,
Likes Onions.
Here's
likes
the great
you.
Thing. This guy wrote me this nasty letter, which I'm not going to talk about because who cares. describing everything I've ever said on the show in detail.
Well, he did say he likes the show.
Which is funny. I would rip on you if I'd ever listened to
that
you.
That was the last show we did the mailbag.
I could have got through
Stop
more than
it.
5 me, minutes of your piece
me,
of garbage show.
Let me sum this up, because first of all, you've never listened to the guy's show, so at least be honest about that.
No, I haven't, and you know why?
Because you think it sucks, and that's fine. If you think the show sucks, don't listen.
Yeah,
he is
an adoring
fine.
Fan, and I want to tell you something. Continue to listen and get on
Corey
your knees.
Corey made a comment.
Get on your knees, put my balls in your mouth,
all right,
and
now,
jiggle
see, this
them
is where, this is what you
know,
did.
Talent,
this is how you
piece
know.
Of crap, and Hollywood Adam too. Go
right,
to hell.
Stop it.
I'm
stop.
Sorry, I'm getting wild.
Let me make some sense of this. Corey's line on show 32, a guy mentioned him that he didn't like this guy's show. A fan of ours
show
doesn't
32
like,
is the O.J. Simpson
show,
by the way.
Show 32, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Sal's a sports expert, and we'll get to that very shortly. Because Sal's a... So anyway, so the guy wrote us a letter about how nobody likes Onion Sucks. We read it on the air. And Corey, your line about all Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions wants to do is get a pipe so you can inhale the fumes from your fart.
Yeah.
Was really the line that riled him up. Well, and you were and then you said, hey, Patrick, I like you. I got no problem with you. But you had already said he wants to smell the fumes of your farts.
But now he wants to. No, but look, here's the thing. I didn't have a problem with him. Now he wants to start you want to start a little rumble?
See, you know,
we're going to go downtown,
I'm not
baby.
Rumbling with anybody. I got nothing. I got nobody's back. You're on your own on this one.
Here's what's great. They can talk about me on their show all they want, and I'll never
I don't
know.
Think they ever talk. And I don't think anybody talks about us on their show, because the people know that they're just going to go listen to us.
You know what?
Their show sucks and our show's
funny.
I got
to break this habit. I keep talking about people, publicizing their piece of garbage shows.
I know.
And then they talk, and they'll never say our name.
We called Air Fergs. We called his voicemail line
that
he plays 12-year-old kids calling him, talking about cartoons.
Yeah.
And then you and I call in and rip on his ass, and nothing. You never hear a peep from him about that. That's what a pussy that guy is. Oh, he sucks.
They're afraid of us. They all live in fear and tremble, and nobody likes it. By the way, stop faking your votes.
He did that. He stopped. He's no longer doing 300 votes a month on podcast.
He's got 255.
This month?
Yeah. Fake-o!
This month? No, because we're ahead of him this month.
No, we're not. Look
again. All right, I'll look it up. Anyway, if you want to vote for us on Podcast Alley, we always plug that. Go do that. Their site was
Make
down.
Make sure you guys vote for these guys.
Yeah, it helps publicize the show.
This is top talent here.
Thank you, Sal. Thank you.
This is why we had Sal.
Seriously, I'm not joking. You guys.
One, because I'm sexually attracted to you.
That's why we had
you in, because
just too talented.
That is a giant
mofo.
That's a giant slab of Capicola. I mean, really. That is a beefy man. I love this guy.
So let's
glad
just do
I'm
it.
Dressed fully today.
I know, Sal.
So you look actually like a golfer a little bit today. You got the like polo, well, like an outlaw golfer on the video games. You know,
he does. He's got the black, but he looks very Italian. He's got very much the he's got the black shirt, the gold chain.
Yeah, I know. This is I look like a bookie actually. Right now.
And, Sal, in all honesty, you've been one of my best friends in comedy for many years, and you've always helped me out when you had a chance.
Yeah, we love Sal.
I love working with you guys, man.
This show becomes even bigger than it already is. We will have you on.
We'll have you back when we're big time.
And we'll pay you scale.
But let's just.
How about that? Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Don't say I never did anything for you.
That's right, Sal. You know, we're going to buy the sub next time you're on. That's how big this show's going to get.
Thank you. Because son of a bitch was $6.99
down the road. Subway will sponsor us. We love Subway.
Thought I was on Woodward.
Did you? Okay.
How can anything be $6.99? No, this is a good part of Woodward.
So,
That's a good. You know what? That's a good topic for after the break.
What's that? Okay, let me just do a couple plugs and we'll get into the break, because we were talking about the site. Our site was down. They had that LA blackout. We did that show on a Monday. The show would chill. The last show. And it was the only time we've ever really done a show, I think, on a Monday. And we're like, oh, let's post the show. Oh, LA had a blackout. Oh, that's okay. The site will be down for an hour, because that's where our web hosting company is at. Their thing was slow for like 3 days. It took an hour to download the show. So we're sorry for that. It's all ironed out now, folks. We had a little thing up on the website. So listen away. I hope this came down quick. Our show should be downloading if you're on like a cable modem or a fast internet connection, like 2 minutes. That's how we do it.
Yep. That's how we roll.
That's because we love you. So
we don't put one show up and charge you for the rest of the archives.
That's right. Which we got hate mail about that from another show, but who cares? So anyway, if you like the show, don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, and don't forget about the mailing list. Because you know what the bonus feature this week is? Your Podcast Sucks, number 3.
Oh, is it really?
And you remember who we lambasted in Your Podcast Sucks, number 3.
That's a good one, folks. You're going to want that.
You're going to love this. So go sign up. Get on the mailing list at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Don't forget the archives of shows are up there, so listen to those. On the right-hand side of the page, click on shows. All the shows are up there.
Pluggy, 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 plug.
Even the shows that aren't on iTunes. You go to iTunes, there's like 15 shows up there. You go to Corey and Joel Radio. All 33 shows are there for your listening
pleasure. All right, I've listened to all of them, by the way, you guys.
And Sal is a big fan.
Absolutely.
Sal's listened to 12, 13 seconds of all of them.
I'm a comedian. I'm a comedian. I got nothing to do.
Sal's listened to the introductory bit of all of those shows. He's heard the...
Yes, heard the music on all of them.
He's heard the music. So.
All right.
Speaking of music, let's play some more music.
Here we go.
About the halfway point, we'll come back. We got Sal. More Sal. We're going to do our football picks. That's going to be the Sal.
Gamblers, stay tuned.
And inside, we'll have some more stuff. Corey, you got a funny story, right, about Woodward or something? I don't know what you're doing. So we'll be back after this. More Bowie for you. We'll see you in a minute.
Speed!
All right, everybody, back with you. Corey and Joel Radio Show number 33. That was more Bowie for you.
From the 1973 album, Aladdin Sane.
Oh, all right.
David Bowie. I'm a big,
hey, Corey.
Big Bowie fan.
He's working at WCSX now.
Thank
He's going to be spinning classic rock over there pretty soon.
Coming up after the break, more from Bread.
I like Bowie because he sang with Bing Crosby. That's the only
one
reason.
Of the greatest things.
That is good when he sang with Bing
that
Crosby.
That is absolutely amazing.
That was fantastic.
What did they sing? They did Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy.
And it's like,
peace on her.
Can it be? Bing's like, I've played my drum for you. Bum, 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 boo, boo.
And you know Bing had, like, you know Bing had,
oh, peace on her. You know, Bowie's coming in real big and rock.
Oh, yeah.
Bing's, you know, Bing had no idea.
A little fake snow in the back. It was nice.
No, like, they wheeled in Bowie and Bing didn't have any idea what's going on. You know what? That's going to be for the Christmas show. We'll definitely play it. Like,
well, that'll be our Christmas
theme.
That's
one of my favorite Christmas songs ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I like alienated young listeners.
I like Christmas in Jail. You ever heard Christmas in Jail? I forget who
sings
it. Yes,
I have.
That's funny, though.
That's good. Well, you know what? There's a lot of funny Christmas.
We'll do a Christmas special.
We only got 3 more months to go.
Which we're not going to do in September.
Christmas special with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson will be in studio.
We'll do the Corey and Joel Christmas special. We'll do.
We really should do a
banter. And, you know, Stern did that where they did a phony Christmas. That's making a lot of noise. You got right there, Sal?
Better now?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, that's all right, man. Sal's adjusting his mic.
No, they don't have good Christmas specials anymore, though.
Not usually. I mean, not like they used
to. You know why? Because there aren't any real big drunks on television anymore.
Like Dean Martin,
like Dean Martin
would do a good Christmas
Crosby,
special.
These guys would come out on the set. Martin had a 7-7 in hand. He was cooked.
Yeah.
Heavy on the 7. You know what I'm
Jackie
saying?
Jackie Gleason, come on.
There you go.
Gleason would come out with a 40.
Yeah.
Bob Hope did a holiday. Used to do his holiday specials too.
Yeah,
he wasn't drunk. He was just old. He was reading off a cue card.
Well, yeah.
I gotta tell you.
Let me tell you something.
Speaking of death.
Oh yeah,
I had the big.
Speaking of old farts.
As many of you know, if you listen to the show, Corey and I have the death pool going, and I had a death this week, so I'll just announce it. Simon Wiesenthal, the Nazi
hunter.
There
you go.
96 years old. Yeah. Died this week, so I got 4 points for that.
You went out on a limb with him.
You know, well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. But see, it hurt me, though.
Joel's a very conservative player because
I play real old folks, and I go for quantity.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Joel's got a good batting average, you know.
Right.
He's like Rod Carew, right? Real good, you know, high batting average. I go for power. I'm a power hitter. I'm a slugger.
Yeah,
right?
Corey. So Corey gets Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I have 2 big scores.
And William
Joel
Rehnquist.
Has a couple dinky scores.
And I got, what did I get? I got the Pope.
You got 4, which is
James
a good, you
Doohan
got a, you
from
got a
Star
good
Trek.
Average, but I have better power numbers, baby.
And I'm a slugger. Max Schmeling, the boxer.
Do you get bonus points if he's like, or that person is in their like 50s or something?
Oh, yeah. You get their age minus 100.
Oh.
Or 100
okay.
minus their age.
So, I had Johnny Carson, who was worth 21 points.
Yeah. So Johnny Carson, in his case, was 79 years old. You subtract that from 100, he gets 21 points.
And okay. I got Rehnquist.
So Simon Wiesenthal was only worth 4 points, which means I'm still behind in the death pool. Because he was 96 years old. I get 100 minus 96, which is 4. Plus the Pope and all those guys, but they were all old guys. You know?
What if I take Reese Witherspoon's kid and she miscarriages?
Yeah, well, then
is
there
that
you
like
go.
3,000 points?
That's sure, yeah, absolutely.
That would be, well, I don't know. It's not a year old.
Not that, so that I would wish on that happening.
You get 100 points if a newborn died, yeah. If
wow.
you said somebody's...
That's bold.
But you'd have to pick them. You have to remember, you have to pick them at the beginning of the year. We did this in January.
So then you got to play who's going to get an abortion this year.
That's I don't know if abortions count. Now you're into the... You're into the, you know, the Republican debate there over when does life begin.
Like Britney Spears' kid, that kid.
Actually, you guys should play the next celebrity to adopt a New Orleans refugee. Can you play that?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie, your number one pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angelina doesn't have to leave the country to find poor minority kids to adopt
She's like
anymore.
The Priest Holmes of fantasy
you
league.
Don't, you don't have to go to Cambodia and look for toddlers to pick up from a minefield anymore.
They're all down in Louisiana.
Head on down to Biloxi, Mississippi.
All on the bayou there. Go get your grubby little foreign kid there.
Yeah, you kidding me? That's like Toys R Us on Thanksgiving Eve down there.
Oh, it's bad. What else is going on? You said something about New Orleans. What else is going on?
Yeah, there's
on?
A lot of feed. There's a lot of things happening.
There's
shaking
a lot of spillover,
out.
Yeah.
A lot of after effects from this
Other
Katrina
cities are
disaster.
Being affected.
And it's even happened here in the north. There's been a great migration. You know, Detroit was founded by immigrants that came from the south. And built this country, working people that came and built this city. And it's happening again. Because now on Michigan Avenue in Detroit and Dearborn, there's been an influx of out-of-town hookers. This is the absolute honest-to-God truth. Yeah!
I'm all for that.
Detroit police have been noticing lately that there's been more what they describe Hollywood type hookers.
Really?
Yeah, and these are these girls dress up.
So New Orleans hookers are better hookers than Detroit hookers.
Yeah, they're a little more dressed up. They're really? little shorter skirts, little, you know. I mean, come on, let's face it. Your average hooker in Detroit is, "Man, I sucks your dick real good, brother. I ain't be using teeth or nothing. Yeah. I'm gonna take my teeth out. I'm gonna suck that thing. I ain't gonna spend it on crack, baby. I'll suck you good."
That's the Detroit whore.
Yeah.
Well, they're calling them high class hookers. It's just because they're not on crack.
All right.
They're necessarily not clean.
So
hookers.
We have better drugs. They have better hookers.
Exactly.
We have the better crack.
Right.
I'll take that. I'll trade that. I'll make that trade.
No, these are like high class. These bitches about the money.
Yeah.
Our girls are like, "I'm gonna need an egg McMuffin and a rock. I suck you dick good, baby. I suck you clean off.
Take me to the liquor store.
I empty that motherfucker out. Put your balls all on my mouth."
Now, I read they're making $1,000 a week. Not on Michigan Avenue, are they?
I don't know. I mean, is Michigan Avenue a bad place to be a hooker?
I mean, there's not people with $1,000 out
Michigan
there.
But Michigan Avenue's, like, really wide. It doesn't seem like
they're
really
making $1,000 a week.
You know? It doesn't seem
like maybe down by Chelios' place they're making.
Well, but there's all those strip clubs on there, and that's the scene. Yeah,
Michigan Avenue goes literally from, like, Detroit to Chicago. It goes
but you also, you know, you get lots of guys that get all worked up with the strip clubs, and they're going to get a whore.
But for your listeners that don't know, I mean, Michigan Avenue has some really, really... you know, poor areas.
Yeah,
so.
It's got really nice stuff. It's got really poor. I mean, the old Tiger Stadium is on Michigan Avenue.
Exactly. Yep.
And then you go down and there's strip clubs, and you go to Dearborn, and there's a bunch of towel heads, and then you keep going, and then there's
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're in a poor area when Michigan Avenue's brick pavers. That's when you know to get the hell off the street.
Well, no, that's Corktown. That's what we call tradition, baby.
That's right.
That's true.
Corktown's like where all the remaining Irish people of Detroit are.
That's true. Well, I used to park at that Firestone station, and that was, used to go over to...
To go to Tiger Stadium?
Yeah, go to Tiger Stadium.
It's so weird. Like, they left Tiger Stadium, what, 4 years ago?
Five, I'd say.
Yeah, and it's like all these bars that were around supporting Tiger Stadium are still there.
Still
doing business. Guys, like, will come over, go to those
bars.
They're
still Tiger bars,
and, like,
yeah.
Take the shuttle over to the new stadium.
Except Reedy's. That's a gay bar now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Thanks for pointing.
What, have you been there?
No,
hey, thank you very much, folks.
Sal did a little investigative reporting.
You go in there. Did you know that before or after the guy sucked your dick? When did you figure out that was a gay bar?
Well, I was in there admiring the Mickey Mantle fucking picture, and all of a sudden some guy named Mickey was freaking groping me, so...
Yeah, Sal.
Get the hell out of there.
Sal had he went and bought some new tight white tank tops that he wanted to try out. He's like, where would I wear these to?
Sal was looking for the newest style in chest hair, and he went right into the gay bar.
This one's a mesh tank top. Where would I wear that? That isn't Europe. I think a gay bar. I sucks your dick for $1.25. That's all I need. Get a donut in me, baby.
Anyway. See, I know guys, I've known guys in my life, and I think you might even qualify for this thing, who will go to the gay bar just to hang out. Am I right about that? Is that you? I'm not saying you go there all the time, but you've done it.
Sometimes girls I've been with will drag me to the gay bar.
What is up with that? Have you ever been to the gay bar, Sal?
Not purposely, obviously.
You went to that one because it was, you know.
Here's what happens.
Yeah, that one and some other ones where you think they're, you know.
A regular nightclub.
Yeah.
And
what happens, the gay bar.
All of a sudden, everybody's drinking Heineken. So.
There's a lot of things that go on in a gay bar. One of them is that there's a lot of dancing.
Okay.
And some girls will occasionally want to go and have a good time at the, they'll be like, "Let's go to the gay bar."
Yeah.
And normally these are girls that I have not banged yet and I'm working on. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, but then you go, "Oh, this is a real dicey proposition. I'm going to the gay bar." But what you, the only play, and you go, "Well, she's already thinks I'm not even a man." You know what I mean? But then what your play is off of this is that you let her you take her to the gay bar. You get her all cooked up. You get her, she starts pounding shots like there's no tomorrow. Gay guys will buy a girl drinks, right?
Okay.
You take the girl, you get her all drunk at the gay bar. There's nobody who's going to get in your way.
Yeah.
There's no stopping
you. Know,
then she gets all drunk up and you're in position.
What a great, yeah.
That's a good theory, but I
why go to the post where you got 3,000 guys?
Exactly.
You know,
you got 1,200 lunkheads competing with you.
Yeah.
You got all these, you know, you got big bags of testosterone in a Hugo Boss sweatshirt banging into each other. Or you go to the gay bar, and you got
you
all
know
these
what?
Queers bouncing around.
Fuck all that. I'm not going to the gay bar. I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm not like a homophobe, whatever, gay guys.
No, I can't go.
I don't go. I see no joy in the gay
bar. Let's not spin this like I troll the gay bars.
No, but I know other people that have. Because, like, I remember we were working at a movie theater back, like, in high school, college, and there was, like, this one gay guy who sold tickets, and he would, like, take a lot of the staff to the gay bar, you know, guys and girls, you know, straight, you know. And he'd go, oh, we're going to go to the gay bar. It's so much fun. And I was like, I'm not going. I don't care. Oh, all we do is we just have a beer and we dance.
Well,
give a shit.
Here, you gotta put
they play good music. They play Erasure. I don't give a shit. I'm not going.
It's not good music, first
of
all.
Well, it's not good music, Corey. Corey, you have some gay music for us? I'm sure we do.
Here,
but you know, it's just not. I don't get that, man. Guys will go, and I question that sometimes.
Really?
I question if a guy isn't going to the gay. Eventually,
you're going to hear this.
You're hearing this. And you know you're having a Zima or whatever you're having at the gay bar.
No, I'll have a Citron and water.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll have a Midori spritzer. You know, and it's like,
but eventually you gotta go take a piss, right? If you're at the bar and you're drinking. So next thing you know, you're in there. There's a glory hole. Who knows what's gonna happen? You know what I mean?
One bar, I would hold my piss as long as I could.
Joel, you and I are completely safe at the gay bar.
Well, I know well, but I have this new haircut, so I think the new hair. You notice the new hair?
It's not gonna
it's
help.
It's not gay.
Yeah,
I was wondering if my haircut was gay because it's very.
I feel like a little bit of a gay bar in here right now. Sal's got his shirt unbuttoned. That's a very sexy man over there. If I've mentioned that before, but,
my gold cross hanging down.
Yeah,
I should go to a gay bar right now.
You know what? Yeah, I think you would do well at a gay. There's gay bars
couple
in our right
the street.
Town,
No, it's funny because I was at that bar in Pontiac. Is it called Tonic?
Yeah,
I went there with Charlene, my girlfriend, and. We're like actually dancing, and she's like, "Don't turn around." And I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Don't turn around. You'll probably get in a fight." She told me that there was like 2-3 gay guys dancing behind me. I go, "Yeah, I'm glad you didn't tell me."
They were dancing. Were they trying to dance with you? Were they sort of
yes,
into you?
Yes.
Really?
And I was obviously my ass was pointing towards them.
And then there's this hit.
Shouldn't have worn my kilt that night.
Well, but dude, are you complimented in any way? I mean, even I'm like, you know what I mean? You at least say, hey, somebody thinks I'm hot. There's nothing, you know, do you
yeah,
feel
I guess
that
I didn't hit, I didn't get hit on by any women that night, so I guess something is something.
You know you're gonna love this song when you're out. You're gonna hear it.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna play playing.
It's a big hit at the gay bar. This is
Joel, but here's the thing. Unless there's guys specifically into bears, you know what I'm saying? I'm safe.
Big, furry, right. Chubby guys. Right. That's the market that you would get.
By the way, there was a movie called Bear Cub that I had to review for the paper. It was the gayest single thing. It was so disturbing. It was about a house full of gay guys who adopt an orphan kid. And it was like in Spain. It was like the. I was so disturbed. I've seen gay porno that was less gay. It was so bad.
Why is it that if you see a lesbian couple, right, one is kind of like, you know, bullish and brawn, and the other one's kind of... But gay guys are... That's not like that. Gay guys are skinny.
Not a lot. Sometimes.
You know. No, it's either two fat gay guys or two skinny gay guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well,
it's not
well
like
what
the
you'll see,
one.
You'll see sometimes, and as a devotee of the gay culture, apparently, I go to the gay bar
I
all
guess
the time.
So. I didn't say all the
no,
time.
The wear drunk would like
I to. Said you go, you've I, been.
The,
that's all.
The wear drunk likes to go there sometimes.
All right, okay.
Shane drags me to his
I gotcha.
But, yeah. I've had gay friends. And, yeah, what you'll see is you'll see the older guy and the young... you'll see the chicken hawk.
Okay.
You'll see Papa Moneybags, the guy with a... You know, he's got a catering company or, you know, he works at, you know, some publicist. And, you know, he's got the money in the bank. And then there's the young... The rent boy.
You
see what I'm saying? You'll see that mismatch a lot.
All right. Glad you shed some light.
All right. This is too gay. Turn that off. This is too gay.
Oh, sir.
We got it. That's masculine. Come on. There's three guys in a room.
Let's go from...
Now let's talk about football!
Talk about football. That's right,
football.
We had Sally
talk
here.
Talk about the other end of the sword.
There you go. We're not talking about the butts and
we went
the chest hair anymore.
We guys to the NFL. Because
we're talking about the NFL. We have our resident guy, our resident football expert. You know, like if you watch the CBS morning show, you get Jimmy the Greek. We have Sally the Wop for you. Our
Sally the Wop in the house.
Sally the Wop, our football expert.
For you gamblers out there, I do have a 1-900 number, but I'm going to give you these for free today.
These are all for free.
Because I'm on this show.
So this is what we're going to do, folks. Let me explain this. This is going to be week three. We'll get you. Hold on for that. Yeah. Hold on. Wait till he gets picking. Wait, let me explain before we get going. Okay. Sal's gonna pick all the games. He's gonna use the spreads. These are spreads we got online, the common spread you can get, okay? So Sal's gonna pick the games that he wants with or without the points of the various team. Corey and Joel, as the host of the show,
yes,
we will automatically take whatever Sal doesn't want. So if Sal wants the Titans +6.5, we'll take the Rams, okay? And we're gonna bet $1 a game. Whoever has the money, and we're going to do this for the bulk of the season. We'll have Sal in 3-4 times to pick his games. Because, Sal, you consider yourself a football expert?
Yes, I do.
You think you can call these games with the spread and the whole thing?
Sal, I don't know why we would have an Italian-American handicap in football games. I don't understand what
Sal,
we mean by this. But
so, Sal, we're
going
to
call you the Hitman.
Sally the Wop,
like
the Hitman.
The Hitman
like
with his picks.
So, Sal, you go ahead. Start your picks there, brother. You go just go one by one. We're taking what's up. Start with Tennessee, St. Louis.
Do you just want the pick or do you want why I'm
go
picking?
Ahead. Go ahead. Just do it. Tennessee, St. Louis. What do you got here,
St.
man?
St. Louis Rams -6.5.
You want St. Louis -6?
Yes.
They're hosting the Tennessee Titans.
Yes. Bulger has a big day.
Bulger has a big day. So, Corey, we've got Tennessee.
Isn't that funny? We went from gay guys and now I'm saying the word bulge. Okay.
All right. So, there you go.
You know, that's okay. I have Travis Henry on my bench. So, I'm going to need my
So, Philly's hosting the Raiders. The Raiders are getting 8 points. What do you want, brother?
I'm going to go with the Eagles here -8. Raiders
so
have the worst defense in the league.
You want the Oakland? So me and Corey, we have the Raiders and the points in that one, baby.
You know, I have to take the Raiders. It's going to be a hate. Anything you can do, I can do better showdown between the two biggest dicks
in the
league.
Sal,
we
automatically get the Raiders. Go ahead, Sal.
Cincinnati -3. One of the hottest teams in the NFL.
So you want Cincinnati
right
over the Bears -3?
Yes, they are. I have TJ Houshmandzadeh on my fantasy team.
Yes.
Big points.
Carson Palmer.
Okay, we've got...
So we got Oakland and Tennessee now, Joel.
And now we've got Cincinnati.
You got the Bears now.
Oh, we got the Bears. That's
oh,
right.
We have
You're
the
taking
Bears.
Cincinnati.
Yeah,
we get
I'm
the
taking
Bears.
Cincinnati.
Right, I'll set these up for you. The Jets are -3. They're hosting Jacksonville.
We're going to go... Big Sal is going to go with the Jets -3.
Big Sal wants the Jets. I mean, Corey get the Jags. Okay.
Sal the Wop.
Sally the Wop is telling you to put your money. He's saying go put your money on the Jets.
Yes.
Jets are going to cover the spread. That's what you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, for you big-time gamblers out there, I've taken all the chalks so far.
I did not get a spread on that one.
It was, I'm sorry. That we gave Jacksonville 3.
Okay, so we get the Jets. We get the Jags.
We get the Jags +3. So we got Minnesota Vikings. They're hosting the Saints. The Saints are getting 4 points.
Okay, here's my take on this game. Everybody's on the Saints bandwagon because of the Hurricanes,
yeah.
But that doesn't
the
make
Vikings
them a better fucking
year.
Football team. So I'm going to go with the Vikings -4.
Vikings
there.
-4, we're going to take the
I'm going to gladly take the Saints because I think the Vikings are a pile of crap.
Well, we hope the Vikings are a pile of shit because we're Lions fans.
And you know what? No, they are. That stadium is the worst dive in the league. Here's a good one.
My mother
this
used
is a little
to sing
racist.
Me this when I was a kid.
You know what killed me is I'm going to cut this music. That's
yeah.
not a good song.
That's here, racist. Don't. It's
here's a good song for you, Sal.
Oh, here we go. All right. The Dolphins.
There you go.
The Dolphins. The Dolphins host Carolina. Carolina is a -3.5.
Carolina is my Super Bowl team from the NFC this year, so I'm going to take Carolina -3.5.
So that's going to leave us Miami, Corey.
Boy, how many of these does he get to pick? All of them?
He's going
to
pick them all. We're halfway done here. There's 14 games this week. Oh, here's the big one of the week. The Indianapolis Colts hosting the Browns. They're giving 2 touchdowns to the Browns.
Yeah,
14.
Obviously, the Colts are going to win this game, but they're not going to cover. I'm going to take the 14 points there.
Oh, we get the Colts, baby.
Well, all right. That's 14, though.
Yeah, we'll get the Colts. They'll cover.
But I got Braylon Edwards.
I got Edrian James on my I got Edrian James on my fantasy team.
But I have Dallas Clark, too. Damn.
Go ahead, Sal. Speak up a little bit. It's hard to hear you.
Waiting for my table.
All right, Sal. We've got the Atlanta Falcons, Buffalo Bills. It's in Buffalo. It's Pick'em. Straight up. No spread. What do you got,
brother? I'm going to take the Bills there at home.
You like the Bill defense. All right, we got the Falcons. We're behind Vic this week. Brother.
Oh, well.
Even though I have McGahee on my fantasy team, but we'll...
He hasn't done all that.
He hasn't done much, so...
Oh, boy.
Tampa Bay, Green Bay. Green Bay's hosting the Bucks.
You know
and Green
what?
Bay gets four. They're
Brett Favre is my fantasy quarterback, and he's getting 4 points at home. I think I'll take that.
Seriously,
I'm going to go with... I'm glad with this that
we
get the Bucks.
Tampa,
I'm
we get Tampa. So we're going to take Tampa minus four. And these are all four.
By the way, you guys keep going. I'm going to talk to the ladies.
Okay, yeah, you go ahead.
You guys go ahead and keep picking. Ladies, you ever had a sensation of dryness?
Oh, table for four for Sal. Table for four for Sal.
Hey, Mr. D'Amelio, we have your table ready for you.
People don't realize this is actually Sal singing on this. I mean, you don't have to tell. This is on your comedy CD, isn't
at
it?
Yes.
Fettuccine.
What do you want to make a nice brujol, huh?
By the way, SalDamelio.com.
Oh, SalDamelio.com.
Yeah, we're going to plug you good.
Yeah, so we'll plug you.
We're going to plug you like you took money from us. You know what I'm saying?
4 o'clock games now. We've got the Seattle Seahawks giving six to the Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals plus the six.
I just noticed something here.
What?
Italian music and Arabic music not far apart.
You will be shocked.
There's a little bit. I mean, there's more accordion. This thing moves a little bit better. But
this is Neapolitan music.
Neapolitan music.
Yeah.
We call this. Yeah. You know, we had to have like a Tejano Neapolitan Arabic showdown.
My uncle's in it. Uncle's in an Italian wedding band. I love this music. Really? He plays all this stuff. So what do you got? Do you want Arizona in the points?
I'm going to take Arizona plus the
all right,
six.
So we got Seattle at home. All
Seattle
right,
wins by three on the last second.
AFC.
They better because I have Josh Brown, the kicker from Seattle.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. AFC Championship rematch. New England Patriots, they're getting 3 points at Pittsburgh.
This is by far the best game on the board.
Sure. Right.
Besides the Lions sitting in their living rooms.
Lions in the bye.
But I'm going to go with New England here plus
three. You want New England plus three, so we get the Steelers at home. I think Willie Parker's going to run wild once again, and I like Pittsburgh, so we'll take that one, baby. All right. The San Francisco's the suck-ass 49ers. Host the Cowboys. Sal, we turn to you for your expertise.
Week one, the 49ers put on a good
49ers
show.
49ers get 6.5.
I'm taking the 49ers.
Taking the Niners over the Cowboys?
Well, so we'll take the Cowboys.
No, Cowboys are on a short week. They played on Monday night.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that Parcells whipped out the beaten stick after that collapse.
After they blew it to Washington.
That's
yeah.
true. That's a
you
good point.
Goddamn faggots can't play a goddamn ball.
That's true. They let
oh,
one
he pulled his
away.
Belt off and started beating Keyshawn Johnson on the ass right in the dressing room.
Look, boy, you're going to run downfield.
Look, well, I'm going to pull a jet play on you.
It was great when Parcells talked about the jet play.
We need to pull that clip.
Yeah, we need to find that out.
No offense to the Orientals. But that's
it's
what
like
we call
Archie
a
Bunker.
Jet play.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't mean to offend you gooks, but what we do is we sneak attack like Pearl Harbor, like those son of bitch slant eyes did to us. I can't believe, goddamn this team! Sorry. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. Bill Parcells, I love, I'm waiting to see his head explode like scanners during the game. just blow up. Just on the sideline, boom! Just blows wide
oh,
open.
Oh my goodness. Sal, Sunday night, we've got the San Diego Chargers. They're 0-2. They're hosting the Giants. The Giants are getting six.
I'm going to go with the Chargers there.
He wants the Chargers minus six.
Right.
He's going to get the Giants and the points.
I see that. I'm believing in the Giants now.
Okay.
I'm believing. I'm feeling. I got Giant fever.
Even with Armani, it's not a tumor on that team.
That guy's the worst. Armani tumor is the worst player of all time.
Had him a couple years ago.
Monday night.
No touchdown.
And finally, the Monday night game, AFC West showdown between Denver and Kansas City. It's in Mile High there in Vesco Field. Kansas City's getting 3 points. What do you want, man?
I'm going to take Denver minus the three.
You take Denver minus three. We get KC, and I like that. I'm a fan
of
KC.
That's a,
I'm a fan of that running game
rivalry.
And Trent Green. So there you go. Sally the Wop and his football picks for week three. Look at that.
The picks right ended right on
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, Sal, you're the man. Look at that. Right
thank
at
you.
The
thank
music.
You.
So. Well, Sal knows the song. He was. That's his.
Yeah.
That's his.
It was good.
That's what they listen to.
Well, those are the Hitman's picks, folks. If you want to make some money this weekend, get out there and
pick
bet
Sal
these games.
Yeah. Or bet against them. If you think
put
this,
a dime on every one of them games.
If you think this Guido doesn't know his stuff, you bet against him.
If you saw my fantasy score last week, you would definitely go with Sal.
You get 37 points in fantasy.
I had like 56. Yeah, my opponent had like 100.
Just give him my results next week on your show.
We'll let Sal know, because if you win, you're in the money too, man. We're going to have to, you know, cough up some bucks here.
This might owe me a Subway sandwich.
I think so. A $6.99 special there, man.
If we did this show every day, Sal, you'd have to come on every Friday.
You'd have to come on. This would be our Friday segment. But we're going to do it on... This will be a couple times during the year. We're not going to necessarily be every week. But Sal will come in, give you his thoughts on football and everything else is going on. So, Sal, are you a fan? Let me just ask you this right now, because I think everyone wants to know. Everyone's listening now. We're, 60-some minutes into the show. Are you a fan of the red sauce or the brown sauce, Sal? What's it got to be? What's the favorite? And we all need to know your picks there.
What's that?
The red sauce or the brown sauce, Sal?
Oh, the red sauce.
The
red sauce.
You got to have the red sauce, and I agree with that. As a Southern Italian,
I don't even know what they're
talking
about.
You got to go with the red sauce. Well, the thing is,
what's the brown sauce?
Well, it's just a different sauce. Red sauce is from the South, right? And the brown sauce is from the North, generally?
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of, but we're kind of in the
middle.
From
the Cecchiromana region.
Yeah. Ours is beige, because we're...
Because sometimes you go to the Italian restaurant, and they don't have red sauce.
I go to the Trattoria.
Like, my family, whenever they go to an Italian restaurant, there's like nice Italian restaurants, and they always make sure to call ahead and see if they got the red sauce. If they don't use the red sauce, they don't go.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. You got to know. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, some of my favorite places have both sauces.
Okay, sure.
But there's nothing wrong with a little Alfredo sauce once
a little Alfredo sauce? Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
You know, I think folks are going to go, oh, what are we doing? Joel's last name is Fragamenti.
Okay, good
he's
Italian.
He's got a Jewish first
Calabrese.
Name.
Exactly.
I have the weirdest, we've talked about it on the show, but I have the weird, my mom didn't want to name me Joseph because I would be Joe Jr.
Okay.
So she wanted to distinguish me a little bit from Joseph. So she said, hey, Joel, that sounds like a good name. She goes, I know some Joels. She goes, I watch a movie. All the credits, their names are Joel. They must be smart.
Joel
that
Schumacher.
Was the thought process. Like, Mom, they're all Jews. I tell her that. She never met
That's
a Jew in her
hilarious.
Life. She's from the east side of Detroit. She don't know from Jews.
And if you were a girl, your name would have been Miriam.
Yeah. So, yeah. We don't want to name her Marie. That's too Italian, you know? So we'll name her, so now they give me Jew name.
How about Sophie?
Yeah, it's just crazy because then, you know, I go to NYU.
Sophie.
I went to college.
Looks like Sophie.
I went to college at New York University, and I don't know how they match up people
he
in
looks
the
like
dorms.
A Sophie. I don't know.
Right.
That's great.
So I go to New York University. And these are the guys, I'm trying to remember the last names of the guys I lived with. And I don't know how they, you know how you go in a dorm and they match up and you never know how they match
Herb
up.
Herb Finkelman.
No, my roommate's last name was Jaffe.
Yeah.
Okay. The roommates were Rabinowitz and, what was the other guy?
Golden Heckelberg.
It was like Rabinowitz and Feinstein.
Ripofsky.
Saul Feinstein.
Those were my roommates at New York University, folks.
That's actually also...
Like, his name is Joel. He fit right in, and I'm in there with these guys.
He's also the editorial board of Mad Magazine.
Exactly.
I've had people call me Saul before. And, you know, look
Saul?
At the way I'm dressed and the way I look, and people call me Saul.
Rabbi Saul over here.
My God.
And God spoke unto Saul and said, slay all the Jebonites.
Yeah, I got the worst name, man. I got the worst name. But Sal, let's plug your site here before we go. We're wrapping
Thank
it up
you,
here.
Man.
Sal's
got
to go to Michigan Avenue and get some of those high class whores.
He's going to go get some red sauce and a whore. And,
that's a good news and busy
all
man.
Things. Fettuccine Salfredo is the CD that you heard the opening bit was the Brett Favre bit. A lot of good bits on here. What is this, the wines bit? That's funny. I know that bit from
the hockey fans out
the
there.
The hockey
yeah.
fans are going to love that bit. So you got to get the fettuccine Salfredo. Can you order it on the website?
Yes, you can.
So you go to the website.
$15 on
$15 bucks on it. If you go to a live show, Sal, he'll sign it for you.
Yep.
And you should go to
SalDiMilio.com.
And Sal will sign your ass as well.
And Sal, like we did last week, Corey was signing butts. And if you're in the mailing list.
I'll show those pictures to Sal.
So if you want to get on the mailing list, you'll actually get those pictures. For those of you who go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com, sign up for the mailing list, you'll get the butt pictures,
They're there.
Corey's autograph on a girl's butt. You'll get those.
Outstanding.
Nice.
On there. And the number one reason, of course, to go to Sal's live shows, if you go to see Sal's live comedy appearances, his girlfriend's usually hanging out.
You know what? That is real.
That's a real good reason, because Sal's on stage for like 40 minutes. She's unoccupied. You can go over there and chat up Charlene over at the comedy show.
You guys kill.
And Sal, guests on the Corey and Joel radio show receive Toffee Fae, the candy that's too good for
kids.
Yeah,
there you go. So there's your Toffee Fae for being on the show, Sal.
Not one nickel from those bastards yet. We plug them every week.
They live right next door to a dollar store, you guys.
So that's a fine candy. Actually, though, the Hostess Bakery outlet's right up the street. We can get 35-cent pies.
Yeah, so you have a Toffee Fae.
Go get those.
It's nothing Italian. There's no rum inside or anything. It's not real Dago.
It's like the Italian candy, the hard stuff that breaks all your teeth.
Yeah, it's not. It's not
those are very chewy.
The Toblerone? No, it's not a Toblerone.
Toblerones are good.
Toblerones are good. This is Toffee Fae.
I got to tell you something. When I was doing movie junkets, I would take the Toblerone out of the out of the mini bar every time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you put the little boxes back?
No.
You just took
no,
the Toblerone.
I had like a
oh, your expense account.
I could clean out the
Sal enjoying a Toffee Fae over there. It's a quality. There's a hazelnut inside.
Wow.
Yeah. It's quite
that's
a candy.
That's a nice candy, isn't it? Good to eat that on the air too.
Good Toffee Fae. So Sal, and go see Sal at saldemelio.com. That's,
check it out.
Well, actually, we'll put a link on CoreyandJoelRadio.com up there,
thanks,
so people
guys.
Can go. Sal DiMelio, get his CD. It's a good CD, too. I listen to it. It's very funny. So
hopefully, Sal will take me with him on the road, and you can see us together.
Well, we got to do a country club soon.
Oh,
again.
Those are good. Those
you,
are
guys,
fun.
Yeah, you guys do.
Sal and I do country clubs, and like the people are like full of money, and they're just like, hey, what do you want, huh? Hey, you want some shots? Who wants bring some pie over? Come on. You want to fuck my daughter? Go ahead, huh?
Well, Sal, I gotta tell
go ahead. Pound her. Take her in the bathroom. Bang the shit out of her. Knock her head into the mirror. I don't care, huh? Who wants a Chrysler LeBaron? Hang around. It's great.
Me and Sal did. I did one of the wackiest gigs ever with Sal. You remember this one. At the Italian-American Club. It's like the Italian. Well, I don't know. What do you call that? Is it a...
It's Italian-American.
Is it a social club? Would
yeah,
you call
it
that?
Yeah, we did it in front of the bocce ball.
And we did it. We did it. It was unbelievable, man. We're in there, and they're all having a big dinner, and then after dinner, they bring out some live entertainment. So Sal, of course, gets me, because I'm Italian, to go to the Italian-American Social Club. It's me and Sal. Guys are playing bocce 10 feet from the stage. You never saw anything like it. 70-year-old Italian guys don't speak any English listening to my dick jokes. Oh, it was a hell nightmare, man. Oh, holy shit.
It was. It was a nightmare for both of them.
Just enjoying the coffee.
I feel like I'm at home.
Do you really?
It's Christmas right now.
We're captivated by the music. The show we gave up on the show a while ago.
Folks. So thanks for listening, everybody. I think we can wrap this thing up. Thank you once again to Sal, saldemelio.com.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Get a CD.
Stuff,
remember to, you know, when you're watching football this weekend, have our picks sitting there, listen to the show. And you can bet right along with us. And,
I'm telling you, the Bucks, baby.
Corey likes our
over
Bucks.
The woeful Packers.
And
I hate cheeseheads with all my heart.
And we talked about that on show 32. Up. So if you haven't listened to that, go listen to Corey fighting with cheeseheads on show 32.
You right can read up. Corey's reviews in MetroTimes.com.
In MetroTimes.com. And I will be appearing, what weekend is that? It'll be September 28th through August 1st at Joey's Comedy Club in Livonia, Michigan.
October 1st.
September 28th to October 1st.
Yeah, you said August.
Well, that's whatever. Right. Sometimes it feels like a long week there. I love Joey's. Come to Kickers. Go to KickersComplex.com. Look up me. And JoelTheComic.com for my comedy websites. And, of course, CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
That's a lot of plugs. Okay. Woo.
Woo.
I'm worn out.
Relax. But once again, thanks to Sal. We'll give Sal a round of applause. Get some Bowie for us, Corey, to play us out here.
All right, then. Thank you for joining the family here.
Show 33.
I feel like I'm part of the family.
Of abused stereotypes. Sal DiMelio, latest. Joining Chill.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you on show 33.
We're looking for a lesbian midget to add to our roster.
If you want. And don't forget to email us at email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Keep those cards and letters coming. All right, everybody. Good night.
The mailing list will have new stuff this week. Your podcast sucks, number 3. So if you can play some music that I'd like to talk over to close the show. That'd be great. Thank you. We'll see you next time, folks. Good night.